I started actually, it was a very unique niche where I used to call, or I still call it like a Moroccan cracker barrel. I called it Road to Morocco, a combination of retail of imported crafts. And at the same time, on the other side of the store was a bistro, a bar with Moroccan wines and, Mediterranean foods such as hummus and some of the Moroccan foods as well.
It seems that your story, like I say, in comparing and contrasting to other immigrant entrepreneurs, the arrival here to the United States was far more easygoing, at least the ones we've talked to thus far. But selling here in the United States and having a business here, was that experience as easygoing as the migration?
Well, I wish it was as easy as the migration. It is a battle, okay? To start a business, you know, from scratch in a foreign country, and the war is to keep it, to keep that business and keep it, you know, productive and successful. That's why most of the ethnic businesses, they're not very successful. For example, I'm one of them. You know, I had to close the road to Morocco when the economy took a downturn because my business was a niche, a very, very specific niche, very specific concept.
America tends to be known as, internationally speaking, a more individualistic country. At least in theory, in words, we talk about multiculturalism. But on the ground level, do you see that being supported as far as dollars and cents?
Well, you know, you're right. It is an individualistic community, if we can put it in both words in the same sentence. But yes, we support, in theory, we support, you know, we support multiculturalism. We support diversity. We talk about it. We welcome it. But there is a lack of follow-up.
Well, why do you think that is, that while there was verbal support, from what you're saying, you didn't really see a lot of the financial support or resources being shared for international business owners?
Well, because the focus shifted to big companies in 4th Street Live, for example. And I wasn't very far from 4th Street Live. But if they had a choice, they had a choice, and they chose to support, you know, bigger businesses.
What advice would you have for anyone migrating to the United States, whether from your region of the world, North Africa, or any part of the world, really, that's coming here to Louisville thinking about opening a business?
The first thing, of course, I'm huge on communication, okay? Therefore, the language is extremely important. You know, learn the language. While a person is learning the language, at the same time, need to learn the culture, the local culture and all that. Doesn't mean to assimilate to the local culture, but at least understand it. The other thing is a business education. You know, the person needs to do some market research and understand if that's going to fit in that community or not. That applies to every business, but it has a more emphasis on ethnic businesses or international businesses.